from the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Love that intro. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Studios on this Lead Slingers microphone. I wait for this show all week long. We go through the daily program, the weekday show, every day, and I look forward to getting right here with you in front of the microphone on this big Monster Cast on hundreds of radio stations across the country. It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you if you're tuned in on one of our 200-plus affiliates across the country. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, make sure to like and share the post. Many thousands of you are. We appreciate it. We hope you enjoy the show. I've got a great one for you today. Again, a huge program. And if you're watching on any of the television stations up in Northern California and Nevada, great to be in your living room with you or wherever you have your TV on whatever device. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone begins right now. Let me quickly run down the lineup with you. Mr. Gottlieb will be with me, Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. In just a moment, he will be followed in the second half of this hour by Mr. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Hour two, I've got one solid hour with Constitutional Peace Officer Sheriff Richard Mack. That promises to be a huge hour of radio. I promise you, he is so much fun. We have so much to talk with the sheriff about. And then a classic Armed American Radio roundtable in the third hour with Mr. Neil McCabe, former One America News White House correspondent and Capitol Hill correspondent, along with Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, and of course, our newest best friend, Mr. Justin Moon, CEO of the Carr Firearms Group, is going to be here. So kick back, grab some popcorn, watch the show, listen to the show, watch the stream, and enjoy it. It's going to be a good one. Before I get started with Mr. Gottlieb, let me make a comment here. I've gotten a number of emails asking for my comments on the Arbery shooting, the murder down in Georgia here. Let me just say this. I'm not going to talk about a case yet that we don't know anything about. And I think that's incredibly irresponsible to do for a number of reasons. Here's what I will tell you. When I found out those two individuals were arrested, I tweeted out the word finally, because they needed to be arrested. And the rest will play out as it moves through the system. We will find out what happens. The courts will do it. Justice will prevail. I feel certain about it in this case. No question about it. Here's what I will say. That individual would be alive today, and two individuals would not be in jail if they would have done the right thing and contacted 911 and been a good witness. If, in fact, what they said was true, nobody would be in the situation today, and that young man would be alive. So we could twist that thing up a million ways from Sunday, but we're not. We're going to let the thing play out just like we did with the Zimmerman case. All right, let's go to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, how the heck are you, my friend? I got two segments with you. Let's get rolling. You ready?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Mark. It's good to be with you.
Now, you are back up in Seattle, and I understand it was close to 90 degrees today. Is that true?
Yeah, yesterday also. I guess I brought the Arizona weather back to Washington State with me. So it's kind of warm, but rain is back in the forecast.
Okay, that's all right. Well, that's good. That'll cool things off a little bit for you. Okay, Alan, my gosh, I have a number of things I want to start with you on. First off, if it's okay, can I start with updates on the Walters v. Kemp case? Because I guess it's safe to say now what they're doing in the county, what the judge is doing. Can I make that statement? We can do that, right?
Yeah, sure. It's. I think you can make that public without any problem, Mark.
All right. What's happened in the Walters v. Kemp case is, while we did not win the injunction, listeners and viewers, we intend to eventually. We're continuing to appeal this. However, the judge in the case has begun reissuing permits. And that's a beautiful thing. Alan, can we call that a victory of sorts?
I think it was a public pressure victory. I think the court challenge, while the judge wouldn't give us our preliminary injunction, it's obviously going to still play out in the courtroom. The case is still there. And, he decided that we didn't win, not on merit, but he's claiming we didn't have standing to sue, which isn't going to hold up. So it'll get appealed and come back down to his court, and he's going to have to make a ruling somewhere down the line. But yes, the probate judge is now issuing the permit. He's going to be issuing the permits. What's the date? The start date on that is until Monday, I guess.
It is the 14th. Yes, it is the 14th. And get this, listener, viewer, and Alan, my wife is one of the first ones on the list. So it will be interesting, to say the least, because I'm sure he recognizes the name. So we're going to report back to you the day that that happens. She'll be getting her permit on the 15th at 2:40 p.m., was the permit time that we elected to choose that worked for everybody's schedule. So I'll be in the studio with you live telling you how that went. Alan, it will be interesting. So we'll take that victory of sorts, but we're not stopping, are we? We want to make sure that this never happens again, right?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the 11 suits that we have filed around the country when the gun prohibition lobby and their lackeys in public office decided to try and make it next to impossible to buy a gun or get a permit to carry a gun because of the pandemic. We're not allowing that to happen. We've been winning all over the country, either by getting court decisions, like we just got in Massachusetts, right, which is a monumental victory in a state like that, or in places like North Carolina or Georgia now, or New Mexico, that have backed down in light of our lawsuits. So we don't have a victory in the courtroom quite yet, but the judges in those places are going to be entering orders in our favor as time goes on.
There's no question, and I found it interesting in our case that three of the four plaintiffs pretty much threw it back to the probate judge, and it said it was his deal, and the probate judge did not contest our claims. I found that fascinating. Now, let's talk about Massachusetts. How ironic that we're winning victories in Massachusetts and we're having to sue in states like Georgia. That irony is not lost on me, but we had a huge victory in Massachusetts this week. What happened?
Well, a federal judge in Massachusetts struck down the ban on gun stores being opened. And he's still dealing with the range issue, but I think his problem is how to open up the ranges in a safe manner. I think he believes there's a constitutional right to have gun ranges open. He already said that with regard to gun stores. And as of yesterday, gun stores are back open and operating in Massachusetts so that people can buy firearms and ammunition.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, can they fight back, Alan? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, they could appeal the ruling, but the stores are already open, so I don't know how appealing a ruling is going to do a whole lot. So I think we have to definitely win there. But I don't know if you followed it, how closely you followed the state's arguments, but they were arguing the fact that people could buy guns in Massachusetts from other individuals.
Right.
If they entered the data in online for the state, it was okay. But, of course, if you didn't know anything about a firearm and you wanted to talk to a gun dealer to determine what kind of gun was best for you or your needs, you couldn't do that. Right. And the judge, of course, struck that down. And then the state said, well, but it's okay because Walmart is selling 22 caliber ammunition. Right. So since you can buy 22 caliber ammunition, your right to buy ammunition is not being infringed. The judge looked at the state like they were crazy, like, well, gee whiz, 22 isn't the best round for self-defense. If I wanted a better round for self-defense, what am I supposed to do?
Well, what I found interesting, I did follow that and I did read that, and I found it fascinating as we were walking our way through this, Alan. But more interesting than that, to me, I think, from a political standpoint, again, the irony is not lost on me. We're talking about Baker in Massachusetts being a Republican. Now, let me move you to another Republican down in Maryland. Now, in Maryland, Hogan did what? He vetoed a bill. Are you familiar with that?
I'm a little mixed up, but basically he vetoed a bill that would have made the gun store shut down, I believe.
Right. And wouldn't allow private sales. So, I mean, it's crazy that we're finding ourselves in court here it seems so convoluted, from a political standpoint. It's very strange what I'm watching happen. But Massachusetts is a huge, that was fantastic. That was absolutely gigantic.
Let me tell you why I really love the Massachusetts one. One, it's because it's hard to ever win in Massachusetts.
Right.
But second of all, the governor of Massachusetts initially said that gun stores and gun ranges were essential businesses and services and could be open. Then the anti-gunners in Massachusetts got to him and got him to change his mind and take gun stores and ranges off the list. And so they had to be closed down. And so then we went to court, and it's interesting that the gun prohibition lobby in the country that helped encourage him to change his mind and keep gun service closed instead of letting him be open, then ran away from everything. He didn't even put an amicus brief into the case. We had amicus briefs filed on our behalf from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, right, the National Rifle Association, but the anti-gun groups just hid their heads in the sand because they knew they were going to lose.
And, you know, Mara Healey, the state attorney general up there, was probably going bonkers. Alan, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about Canada and another court case and get a quick follow-up on Supreme Court conference Friday. What do we know? What do we expect this week? Have we heard anything at all? Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, coming right back with us for one more segment. Then we'll be following him up with Mr. A.W.R. Hawkins of Breitbart News. Don't go away. Huge program lined up for you. We'll be right back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slinger's mic. Armed American Radio continues. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine. With added value in every single trigger pull, it's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. Bersa.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside these Armed American Radio Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. Great to be with you, whether you're streaming us live, whether you're watching us on television, whether you're listening on nearly 250 radio stations across the country. I see some of you are listening out there in New York and some of you in Washington. If you've got questions for us and you're watching the stream, go ahead and ask away. We'll see if we have a few moments to get to them. Let's go right back to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, quickly, can I ask you briefly about I've had some questions. What happened with the Supreme Court conference a week ago, and what did we find out from Friday? What do we expect to hear? Has there been any decisions? Some people, there are rumors out there that they punted on everything. Can you set the record straight for us by any chance?
Well, I guess you could say they punted for a week because they're all rescheduled. So this is pretty typical. Just because something's on the Supreme Court calendar to look at to decide if they're going to take a case or not doesn't necessarily mean they punted permanently. You know, they have a pretty full calendar, and right now with the virus and they're not running at full speed, it's a little hard for them to keep a calendar that makes sense, so to speak, when they publicize that they're going to be reviewing cases. So there's still all 10 cases dealing with the Second Amendment issues before the U.S. Supreme Court are still before the Supreme Court. They didn't punt and say we're not going to hear a case. All 10 are still there, 5 of which are Second Amendment foundation cases. So we're quite plugged in and quite interested in what's going on with this. And, of course, now we have a new week and a new Supreme Court conference where they all sit down, you know, behind closed doors and decide what cases they're going to take for the next term. I'm sure I'm 100% convinced they will take at least one gun case, if not, you know, more. The question is, which one will it be? And so it's got us all guessing.
I'll tell you, I love your confidence in that. I've learned over the years to trust that confidence. And listener, I've told you this many, many times. If Mr. Gottlieb feels good about it, you can feel good about it as well. Alan, did that conference occur Friday or is it occurring this week? Do you know?
There was a conference on Friday. They don't release the results on Friday. They release them sometime during the week. There'll be another conference, you know, next Friday and court as well. A lot of these cases get relisted a number of times before they decide one way or the other to hear a case. As long as the cases are not jettisoned or they decline, we're still in play. So the important thing this week is that nothing gets declined.
Okay, good. But they could push it off again to the next conference. As long as it doesn't get, as you said, jettisoned, we're in good shape, right?
Correct. These tend to get pushed off a number of times. I mean, to be able to be picked up on your first conference is more unusual than usual.
Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed. And listener, viewer, you heard what I heard, and I'm gonna take that to the bank. Okay, I'm comfortable if Mr. Gottlieb is comfortable. Alan, we have I sit on the board of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and there's always something going on at SAF and the CCRKBA. The board meets every year at the GRPC, and you guys put a release out from Washington just a couple days ago. There's a new employee up there that's a pretty solid name who knows this business well. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. It's a joint employee between the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep Bear Arms and the Second Amendment Foundation. It's a new position being created called Director of External Affairs. And we've hired Glenn Caroline, he's worked for the NRA for 29 years defending gun rights. His latest position was he's the Managing Director of the NRA's Grassroots Programs, Campaign, and Field Operations Division. And, of course, as you know, the NRA has been financially hit with all kinds of internal problems they've got. And they've had to let some staff people go and gave us an opportunity to pick up the whole grassroots program and fold it into the Second Amendment Foundation and Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And we're just ecstatic about it. And it also, we have two new things on our drawing board that Glenn is going to head up and run as well. One is our Second Amendment Family Coalition, which is, again, to bring more external people in and get them involved in the gun rights movement. We also have our Second Amendment First Responder Program. So Glenn will be in charge of both those two programs, as well as grassroots and campaign activities, which is just critical in this election cycle. And he'll be working a lot of battleground states. Initially, he'll be doing a significant number of leadership training conferences for gun rights activists via Zoom. We'll hopefully be going to train over the next few months several thousand gun rights activists all across the country.
You know, I can't that's a relief to hear, Alan, you know, because we tend to hear just from the other side, you know, how they're pulling together, you know, Moms Demand Action coalition groups around the country, this type. From our side, we don't really hear that much. So if you could explain briefly what that means, that coming together in the training. So this means bringing in what? Second Amendment activists who are heading these organizations, or heads of like VCDL or you know, Kansas State Rifle, or pick one, that are going to work together with Glenn. How is that going to work exactly?
Well, we're going to do it on different levels. On one level, it will be leadership in various gun rights groups all across the country.
Okay.
But then it's also going to be training individual activists in key areas and hot spots around the country where the anti-gunners are becoming more and more active. So it's going to be on various multiple levels. And you know, all kinds of training from, you know, the key gun rights defenders on how to work better with the media, to how to raise more funds and get bigger membership in their local organizations, to individuals on how you can be, you know, kitchen table gun rights lobbyists right from your own home.
Good deal. Now, I had another couple questions with about a minute to two that we have left. I had a number of questions this week, oddly. GRPC, everything's still planned to go off in Orlando at the end of September for GRPC. There's been no change to those plans yet, right?
No, we're planning on meeting live in person in Orlando, Florida in September. The information is on SAF's website at saf.org, and people can register there. If for some reason we haven't gotten over the pandemic and we're having problems meeting live in person, we have backup plans to have it all done virtually on the internet, with multiple places where, you know, there'll be speakers, you know, chiming in from all over the country. But we're hoping to have it all done live because, as you know, one of the great things about GRPC is the networking and meeting people and sharing ideas face to face and coalition building, things you can't necessarily do virtually over a weekend. So we're hoping that it'll be live. Right now, we have no reason to believe it won't be live. It's in Florida, and Florida is already one of the states that are opening up. So we believe it should be just fine. Our question is going to be, will all the airlines be flying? Will everybody be able to get to Orlando in September? And I hope for not just for the, you know, gun rights movement, but for the country as a whole, that we're back to full speed.
Boy, I'll tell you, I hope so. My fingers are crossed because while the virtual would work, we'd get many thousands of viewers, that type of thing. We really need that camaraderie and that networking at the GRPC. So there you have it from Alan Gottlieb. If you were one that had that question about the upcoming GRPC, go to saf.org right now and register. Alan, I'm just going to leave it right now because we're getting ready to take this break. And Mr. Hawkins is going to be here. I want to thank you on behalf of all of my listeners for everything that you're doing. The court cases across the country, congratulations on the big victory up in Massachusetts. And the de facto win of sorts here, getting the judges in probate, at least this one in particular in Georgia with our case, to do what we need him to do as that case winds its way through the courts. SAF.org to join us. You can become a life member for $150. You can donate whatever it is you have to help the cause. All of these cases cost a ton of money, and we need your assistance. SAF.org. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, thank you very much for everything you do. AWR Hawkins coming up next.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American.
Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
454-7012. You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. If you are tuned in on one of nearly 250 radio stations around the country on our great affiliates from coast to coast, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. I'm seeing some comments from you on the Facebook live stream. If you're watching us on the live stream, thanks for tuning in on Facebook Live. We appreciate that very much. And if you're watching us on any of the television stations carrying the program up in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, welcome to Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. In front of the Leadslinger's microphone, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Let's get going right now. We're going to go right back now to the phones. The Breitbart News Hotline, AWR Hawkins, my dear friend from Breitbart News, jumps in with us. AWR, how the heck are you, brother?
Great, Mark. Good to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you here, man. You know, In the previous segment, you probably didn't know this, but I switched to the wrong screen when I was questioning Alan, and it wound up being a question that I had for you. So it was about Maryland's governor. Let's just start there with you, because the question that I had for you was out of place with Alan. We got out of it okay, but I didn't mean to put him on the spot. Judge rules against Massachusetts governor's gun store closures. It was one. And then the other Republican was Maryland governor vetoes ban on private rifle shotgun sales. So here, AWR, we got two Republican governors that, you know, the whole thing is weird to me when we're having to fight battles in the state of Georgia, which is very pro-gun with a Republican governor, multiple cases, including my wife's case in federal court. And here we've got a governor and we'll start with Maryland, who vetoes the ban on private rifle and shotgun sales. Is he, Hogan, is he pro-gun, or what's the deal with this guy?
Well, this particular move, I don't sense about that. He had asked for bills that would actually reduce crime. He set those forward. And those bills would include heightened penalties.
AWR, we're breaking up. We're losing. Is there somewhere that you can get where we can get a better signal on you real quick?
Hold on one sec. Hold on.
There we go. He knows what he's doing. He's no rookie. AWR has been contributing to this program for years. Hang tight for us for just one.
There we go.
All right, let's start over then. Is this guy pro-gun or anti-gun? We know the answer to that question, but I want to hear your response.
Well, and what I was saying is what I'll speak to is only what I know, which is the smart thing for me to do. And what I know is he asked the legislature to do some things that would actually lower crime. He wanted to rein in the violence in Baltimore. And, you know, you and I both know gun control doesn't lower crime. So he asked for things like if you commit a crime with a gun, then you face heightened penalties. He actually asked for laws that do something. And he expressed he was willing to bend a little, but those are the kinds of things he wanted. Well, the legislature, the Democrats in that legislature, weren't interested in doing the things he asked. Instead, they went straight for gun control. And the gun control that you've mentioned, I believe it was Senate Bill 208 and House Bill number 4, what those two bills would have done is that if they had passed them, in order to sell a rifle or a shotgun, you would have to seek out an agent of the government, i.e. a federal firearms license holder. You would have to conduct a background check with that individual. You'd have to pay that individual a fee. There would be paperwork that would begin a registration process, whether they use that term or not. And you and I both know that's not going to reduce crime at all, because they had that in California. They've had that set up in California since the 1990s, folks. And how many mass shootings have you seen in California per year since then? So it doesn't work. And so I say hip, hip, hooray to Governor Hogan, and I mean that. He stood his ground and he did it.
Yeah. He did. I mean, he did. But did he support the assault weapons ban that went through to the Fourth Circuit that was upheld in Maryland? Did he support that? Do you recall?
I wouldn't be able to tell you if he did or not.
Okay.
I would not be able to tell you. I know his.
I don't know the answer to that either.
Ban. I know his state has an assault weapons ban, and what has it done? As far as I can tell, in real numbers,
nothing.
Nothing. And I know his state has a quote-unquote high-capacity magazine ban. We've covered it Breitbart again and again. What has it done? Nothing. As a matter of fact, once it was instituted, Baltimore police talked about how they saw a rise in the use of illegal magazines. Mm-hmm. That's what you get. People one day will figure this out. I don't know when. But see, if criminals obeyed the law, you could post a speed limit sign and you would never need highway patrol, ever. Because everybody would obey the law. But see, the thing is, they don't do it. And so whether it's a speed limit sign, a no guns allowed sign, whatever it is, a criminal looks for a way to find weakness that he can exploit to his advantage. And so gun control actually empowers the criminal. It doesn't reduce criminal activity.
And we have, how many times have we discussed that over the years? My gosh, we beat a dead horse with that one all day. Back to Hogan briefly. The assault weapons ban and everything, I believe, was before his time when he came in as governor.
Right, it was 2013.
Yeah, it was 2013, and it was the Fourth Circuit when it was challenged. So I don't think Hogan had anything to do
with that. O'Malley signed it. It was the Firearms Safety Act.
That's correct. Governor O'Malley signed it. The
and
Democrat.
People who
That's
don't
right.
know who O'Malley is, You remember there was that loony guy who was running against Hillary and Bernie in 2016. That loony guy was O'Malley.
Yeah, he so I can't lay that at the feet of Hogan. Hats off to Hogan for what he did. All right, we just talked to Alan about that big victory up in Massachusetts, ruling against the Massachusetts governor, also a Republican, and the gun store closures. And I'm getting some comments here, a couple of them on Facebook, and I had a number of emails. People are loving your Instagrams. I want to give you an opportunity to tell people where they can find you on Instagram, but they're loving the videos, the self-defense videos that are showing up on your Instagram. What's your Instagram so people can follow you, AWR?
At AWR underscore Hawkins. So AWR underscore Hawkins. And yeah, I try to find videos to throw up there. It happens all day, every day. I believe Dr. Kleck, the criminologist at Florida State, at a minimal, he put self-defense gun uses at about 700,000 a year, 770,000, something like that. That's at a minimum. That doesn't mean the trigger's pulled every time, and liberals love to point that out.
Oh, well, they don't pull the trigger every time.
Well, maybe they don't, but sometimes it's like the Lynyrd Skynyrd song, looking down the barrel of a .44 is enough, and so that's how it goes.
Well, I know that from personal experience. In my own life, it was a .45, and it worked. Mr. Glock's invention did just fine without my having to activate its trigger. All right, let's go to I've been dying to talk with you about Justin Trudeau, the little tyrant, the baby-faced tyrant up in Canada. I was tough on him last week, and you were, you know, you as well. But your piece is titled, if you want to read this at Breitbart, folks, AWR Hawkins, Justin Trudeau's assault weapons ban includes numerous bolt-action rifles. Now, AWR, this is just going to get worse and worse and worse, his ban, because he's going to start adding whatever he wants to the list. Handguns will be next. He's going to go after, what did the anti-gunners call them, those fully semi-automatic weapons? It's just a matter of time. And here's how AWR opens the piece. Close examination of Canadian PM Justin Trudeau's ban of 1,500 assault weapons, in quotes, reveals the list of prohibited firearms includes a number of bolt-action rifles. Go for it, AWR. I know you got a lot to say about this.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think a point that I made in the piece, and I couldn't figure out how to highlight it enough, that I hope people won't read through. You think about the bolt action itself. That's a single shot action. In other words, it doesn't self-load in any way. For a bolt action, if you want another round in there, after you shoot, you grab the bolt, you lift it, you pull it back. Right. It ejects the spent casing. You push it forward before it grabs the next casing. And you put it down and lock it into place. That's a manual reload. And so what's important about that, if that doesn't affect you enough, understand, like the Barrett M99, that's on the ban list. The SIG 50, that's on the ban list. Both of those guns are explicitly by the manufacturer, presented as single-shot firearms, all right? Well, no, that's a lie. The SIG's not, because the SIG has a five-round magazine. But the Barrett M99 is a single-shot rifle. And so now what we've done is the left that has demonized every semi-automatic rifle they can demonize, now they're applying the same thought to single-shot rifle.
All right, let me stop you right there. We'll stop you at single-shot rifle. When we come back, I want to go back into this piece. That music means we're getting ready to take another break. AWR Hawkins for one more segment. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Find him at Breitbart News. Just Google him. He's out there. You know where to find him. He's AWR's political analyst. AWR's our political analyst week after week here. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% 5% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask. You can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
I was talking to the owner of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia just yesterday, and had a text exchange with them today. Those guys are the best, and gals at the Desperado in Virginia Beach, they are the best. And those are two really cool rejoins. I get a lot of compliments. You guys like the music selection on those rejoiners. I love it. You heard from our newest sponsor, Pulse TV, our newest partner. I can't even tell you how excited I am. The amount of product availability for you as Armed American Radio listeners is about to be off the chain. And there's so much more about that. But you heard that spot. Like me, I get a lot of my USDA Prime meats and stuff for my smokers and grilling while armed deals at Costco, and they're requiring masks now. It's unfortunate. I hate it, but they do. And as a result, I've been using the ones from Pulse TV. I've got another batch coming on Monday. So if you're interested, you want to take advantage of that dollar a mask deal, it's real simple. Just text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445. 58445. Text the word ARMED, and you can get hand sanitizer, which is tough to get, and you can get the masks. They ship immediately. They go out in one day, so you'll have them quick. Welcome back inside the studio with me, AWR Hawkins. Welcome back. Let's go back. I want to continue where we were. I'm sorry that the time cut us off, but on that bat, you were talking about those. Those are all 50 calibers that you're talking. So Trudeau was not, he doesn't care about the bolt action. He doesn't care about semi-automatic. He cares about going after whatever they can demonize, right? And he's taking right. advantage of doing this during a quote-unquote pandemic. Would you agree they're tied together?
Well, I mean, I think he's using everything he can. Yeah, it's, don't let a crisis go to waste. But
yep.
As I say, he's using a bolt action single shot. He's classifying, a bolt action single shot rifle as a quote unquote assault weapon. And it's just, you know, the moniker was already ridiculous when applied to semi-automatic rifles that shoot a 22 caliber rifle. And they only shoot one round every time you pull the trigger. But it's even worse now. 223s, 556, 308, which is a 30 caliber bullet. He's gone beyond that. Now he's banning guns that don't even have a semi-automatic action. And also, as I put in there, he's banning guns that look like AR-15s, mm-hmm. but shoot 22 caliber long rifle, which is a blinking round. If you grew up... Yeah. Shooting guns with your dad, shooting cans with your uncle, shooting with your grandpa. Odds are you were shooting a 22 caliber, and he's going to ban 22 calibers that look like AR-15s. That would be the Smith & Wesson M&P 1522 and other guns that are similar. I believe the Mitchell Arms Car 1522 right. is another. And it's just ridiculous. But this is what people here have to understand. If you give people who are pro-big government, if you give them power, then expect them to use it.
Well, you know, AWR, when I opened up last week's program talking about this, and by the way, that Smith & Wesson M&P 1522 is one of my favorite guns in my safe. Talk about a fantastic plinking gun. That gun does it. It's cheap to shoot. It's fun to shoot. It's an AR platform. It's a really fun gun to train with and plink with. Having said that, I opened up the program last week talking about this as well. Why do I care? It's Canada. Why do I really give a crap about what's going on in Canada? Except for the fact that I give a crap about what's going on in Canada because I'm watching the reaction to the American gun grabber to Trudeau's actions in Canada. And I'm seeing the cheers, and I'm seeing, I believe it was Washington Post or New York Times, opinion piece, either one, I'm sure they're both in agreement, saying that Trudeau didn't go far enough. Now, here's where I love that you brought this up, because we've talked about it before, but these people have no convictions. When you look at Blackface Northam in Virginia, the two worst murders in that state's history in recent history were Virginia Tech and Virginia Beach, 44 dead. Both those crimes committed by killers using handguns. Yet they go after the demonized AR-15 because that's their ultimate goal. Handguns next. They don't care that the vast majority of murders in America are committed with handguns. They want to go after the rifles first. And you mentioned that in here. Moreover, the Post notes the ban focuses on rifles, which collectively are the least lethal form of previously legal weapons, while leaving handguns, which are used in 65% of firearm homicides, alone. Is he going after handguns next?
Well, he's already hinted that he is. Not hinted. So there's no doubt. I think another point that needs to be made, though, and what you say, and he did do that, I believe, 5 days ago. I believe I looked at that this morning, but handguns are going to be next. What he wants to do is give cities the authority to ban handguns within city limits. But another point, when you're talking about those two Virginia shootings, Virginia Tech and Virginia Beach, you got to remember, in both of those shootings, not only the type of gun, handgun, but also in both of those shootings, the attacker passed a background check to acquire a gun. It's all BS. The more I talk, if you listen to it and soak it up, the more I talk, it's like listening to, I can't even think of what it's like. I mean, I don't want to get too far afield, but it's like listening to James Comey tell us that there was a Russian connection. See, the more I talk, you start going, hold on, wait. You mean both of those killers passed background checks, yet background checks were pushed as a solution? Wait. You mean both of those killers used handguns? Yet a ban on rifles was pushed as a solution? You mean one of those killers, the most recent one, Virginia Beach, allegedly, the guns had a suppressor on it, right? And so a ban on suppressors is pushed as, well, how do you acquire a suppressor? You go through an in-depth background check. You go through an in-depth ATF check. It takes 8 to 9 months to get one. You register with the government. Every gun control that the Democrats love is required for possession of that suppressor, and he had one. So, see, there are so many gun control fails involved here, but the left never admits the failure. They just push ahead with the agenda, and that's what we have to be on guard against.
Well, they can do that because the media gives them the ability in the past to do that, no question about it. Now, kind of on the same note, you wrote this back just 3 days ago, and these numbers are going up every month. It's going to go up again next month as well. But nearly 1.8 million firearms sold in April 2020 alone. May's numbers are going to be higher, and April's were bigger than March's. What is this telling us?
Well, there's a lot of guns sold, and it's telling us that the Americans, it's very simple. Americans aren't embracing gun control. They're embracing guns. And I think that's important. You know, when push comes to shove, it's easy to talk the game at the cocktail party and say what needs to be said, giggle and hold your pinky out when you take your drink. That's all easy stuff. But when you get home and you see your kids and you think someone might kick in that front door and splinter it tonight, at that point, all that giggling and talking gets you nowhere. You're going to have a 12-gauge shotgun from Mossbuzz, or you're going to have a handgun from Sig or Glock or whoever. I'm not trying to pin down one brand. You're going to have a firearm, because if you don't have a firearm, you might as well put a sign on the door that says, hey, please don't hurt me when you come in here. You can have whatever you want.
Yeah, we'll leave that alone. I mean, that's right there, viewer, listener, is the brilliance of AWR Hawkins. AWR, with the final question, before we go any farther, because we're going to get cut off by time here, unfortunately. But the Arbery murder, we've got a minute and 30 seconds. I don't have time to ask you, unfortunately. So what I'm going to do is just tell you I'm going to bring you back next week to do it, because that's what we do with AWR Hawkins anyway. And we've been, AWR's been busy, and I know you missed him. He's back today. Isn't it wonderful? We'll get him back on next week. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Thank you, brother, for everything that you do and for keeping us posted on everything. It's Breitbart News. Just Google AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, and you'll find everything he writes. Pick and choose whichever one you want to read in whatever order, because they're all good and they're all timely. He's a great source for us, and we love having him on the program. Coming up next, Sheriff Mack, one solid hour. The constitutional peace officer himself, back right after this. Don't go away, with Sheriff Mack in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers mic.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.